Welcome to CWC Dive Deep, where we take a deeper look into this past Sunday's message, discussing how we can actively pursue God and grow in our faith. I'm your host, Caleb Swartz, the Spiritual Formation Director here at CWC with Pastor Arlie Davis.
Welcome, hi, Caleb.
Pastor Arlie. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And this past Sunday, you spoke on forgiveness.
I did.
In our series, Growing 101, and just looking at a lot of the foundations of how we grow. And as we sat down and kind of discussed this as a staff, and I sat down and started thinking of some questions to follow up for this, we had just really rich conversation.
It exploded into conversation and questions and thoughts.
It absolutely did.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, is, you know, kind of before all of that, as you were preparing and prepping for this week, what really stood out to you or what left an impression?
Well, I really wanted people, I selected this particular topic in the group of topics because I really wanted, like, especially like guests who would be there to feel like there's hope for me no matter what's happened in my life. God forgives. And so I wanted them to walk away with that understanding that, like, the incredible thing, I can start over. Like, God could, like, just erase everything and I could start afresh. That's such a gift of grace and mercy on God's part for us. And so I really wanted to be able to communicate that and help them to be able to understand that. So I think that was probably where I was before.
One of the neat things about the principle of forgiveness is, I mean, obviously God designed it. It was his idea. He created it, and it makes a huge impact on us in our physical well-being, our emotional, our spiritual well-being. But somebody who maybe isn't at the point where they're, you know, following God actively or have accepted Jesus, they can live out the principles of forgiveness and experience the benefits of them, regardless of where they're at in their journey.
Well, I try to say that pretty often, I think, in sermons and messages, that we're hardwired in our design from the very beginning that certain principles function best within us. So you could read Psychology Today and read something on forgiveness and understand all of the benefits to it, or you could read something in Scripture and realize all those same benefits. So whether or not we're Christians or not, if we act like Christians, we have the maximum life. Now, of course, the downside is you're not going to heaven. So you do want to make sure you are a Christian. But the upside, as far as how we can function best in our lives and in our world, it's really all about the biblical principles that are there. And forgiveness is one of those.
And so there's a great process that you outlined as far as how to walk through forgiveness. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you to go into more detail about, the difference between forgiving and forgetting. You know, can you tell us about what healthy forgetting looks like?
Realistically, I have a forgetter that is a real gift. I got it from my dad, and he probably got it from his dad. It's really been generational. I gave it to my son, and so we're really good on this. And the thing is that probably to some degree, you know, when we talk about forgiveness and forgetting, and some people who struggle with it more than others, I really think we're talking almost more personality than anything else. Because there are some things, like, you know, I find it really easy to forgive and pretty easy to forget. So, like, you'd almost have to, like remind me of something, and then you'd have to remind me even more details. And then I'd go, oh, yeah, that's right. Then it would come back. Now, my wife has an incredible memory. So her rememberer is really good, which makes it harder for her to let go or forget than it does for me. So I just think there's the differences in how we are wired as people and our personality makeup that really encounter all that. But a healthy way of forgetting is basically choosing not to remember. And so it's choosing not to think about it again, as God said in the scripture I used in Isaiah, that he'll blot out our sins and then not think about those again. And so what you have to do, if you're not one who's equipped with an ability to really forget naturally, mm-hmm. then you have to regard that thought as a temptation and then change your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And if you change your thoughts, then you get away from not keeping it so fresh. I mean, part of the problem is we talk about that rumination kind of thing where mm-hmm. it's rumination is the same as meditation. You take a thought and you think about it over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And that's a great scriptural concept. You know, I often say, if somebody would say, I don't really know how to meditate on scripture, I'd say, it's like worrying. Like, what do you do when you worry? You mm-hmm. take a thought and you think about it over and over and over.
Yeah.
That's meditation. That's the abuse of it. Mm-hmm. And so so basically, that's what rumination, like you take, you know, as you know, Joshua says, you know, think on these things, like, you know, all the time and how we would work through that, Joshua 1:8. So as you would think about those things, I think that we have to put our mind on the right thoughts to help us to be able to escape that kind of temptation of not forgetting, of letting that forgiveness kind of be seared deeper into us mm-hmm. than it needs to be.
Sure. So what I'm hearing is you just outlined a strategy mm-hmm. for walking through forgiveness.
Yes.
As far as how it sure. relates to just what our conversation was on temptation and changing your thoughts.
Exactly.
It's kind of the same process of you have to interrupt the thought, introduce a new thought to replace that.
Yeah.
Let's be really clear that forgetting is not the same as healthy boundaries.
No. And, you know, if I'd had more extensive time as far as conversation in this particular message, mm-hmm. I would have drawn the difference between forgiving and trust mm-hmm. and then boundaries, because right. all three of those are a part of this journey and yeah. this process.
Yeah.
Like forgiving is like an act of our will. I am choosing to forgive. And so that's one thing. Trust is much harder to develop once you've been wounded or burned. Mm-hmm. And so you need a time period of process of building trust once it's been destroyed. And then what are boundaries in regard to that? And sometimes a trust level can actually never be returned.
Yeah.
You just have to keep a boundary there. And I would say, you know, I forgive that person, but I can't let them in my life because I can't trust them.
Right.
Because not only would they hurt me again, or would they, but I've seen them hurt other people. And so that behavior is not changing in their life. Mm-hmm. And so for my own protection, I need to be able to put in a boundary. And so here's the boundary. I'm not going to let them back into my inner circle. Mm-hmm. I'll greet them. I'll be kind. But I don't want to spend time with them. I don't want to hang out with them. I don't want to whatever. So I'm just going to have to protect myself by putting that boundary up.
Right. And if you're the person that has caused the hurt, you mm-hmm. need to realize that that's a consequence of your choice and action. And
absolutely.
You need to respect that sure. if somebody has put that up.
Sure.
And so that leads me to another question, though. Why is it that some people have so much trouble forgiving themselves?
Wow. I forgive other people very freely. That's something just, I think, as I said, I think my dad was that way, and I think I possess that same kind of opportunity. A lot of me is a lot like my mom. I discover that as time progresses, mm-hmm. but I do see little kind of pieces that are similar to my dad, and that's one of them. But forgiving myself is much harder for me mm-hmm. than forgiving others. I can forgive other people much easier. Maybe it's because I see my own faults and I see my own areas of weakness. Mm-hmm. And so when I see those in other people, like, I'm just like, it's okay. I do that sometimes too. I mean, like yeah. that kind of comes to me.
Right.
But forgiving myself, like, it's like, I shouldn't have failed there. I think it's an element of pride, to be mm-hmm. honest, because mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, what really an inability to forgive ourselves is really pride. And it's because we think we should be perfect. and we're not, but we what? Think we should be.
Yeah.
And so we can't ever fail. Mm-hmm. And when we do fail, then it's hard for us to be able to grasp that. So in saying all that, I guess I'm admitting pride.
And then you have trouble forgiving yourself. And is what I'm going to need
forgiveness after this conversation.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's interesting that you phrase it that way, because you had identified a couple of components, and I've heard people say, you know, well, forgiveness is really based on your personality, or forgiveness is based on what your experience with forgiveness has been. We know it's not based on any one thing. Talk about that a little bit. What makes up our ability to understand or to give forgiveness?
I think it's just a desire on our part to have right relationships, you know? And so, like, if we want that, I mean, I think there's like an uncomfortable sense or feeling that's a part of our world when we don't have that kind of thing. And I think most of us want to get along with people. I mean, for the most part, there's a few obvious outliers, I'm sure. But for the most part, I think we do. So I think we know, okay, what are the principles that we can be able to operate mm-hmm. by and exist mm-hmm. and build relationships and have, you know, healthy dynamics that are a part of our lives. So I think that's all part of that whole journey and that process.
Right. And so there's a kind of an innate desire for us to be at peace mm-hmm. with ourselves and with mm-hmm. with people and with God.
And much as it's possible, absolutely.
And so forgiveness is a huge component
right.
of that.
Right.
Let me ask this, because this was a question that kind of rose in our discussion this morning. Say you've forgiven somebody, do you have to go and tell them? Yeah, obviously, there's some things that could use clarification here, but
sure.
But just build on that a little bit.
You know, and we tried to understand that because, you know, like I've had people say to me, you know, I just need you to forgive me. I've had horrible feelings towards you for so long. And I think, I didn't even know that. I wish you'd never come and told me right, that. Right. I was thinking we were getting along great. I think that's why you need to process through, to think through the process mm-hmm. in the sense that, is there any benefit to doing
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
Will this strengthen or weaken the relationship and the future?
Yeah.
And so I think that that's why the Holy Spirit gives us guidance and he is a guidance counselor to us.
Yeah.
That there's no black and white for everything. There's some things that definitely, here it is, but there's sometimes it might be better if you didn't go to them. Maybe it'll just tear open the wound again.
Right.
Maybe it'll re-injure yourself or mm-hmm. even injure them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to kind of weigh each situation. What is the best to do in regards to this? How should I handle this? And sometimes if it's going to create that, you might even get godly counsel ahead of time to say, does this seem like a wise thing to do, or should I just let this go?
Yeah.
And so I think we all have to kind of work through that to our best understanding. And I don't necessarily think there's always just real quick answers for all those.
Sure. And I mean, I think of scenarios where, you know, someone is totally removed from you don't have the opportunity sure. to go and speak to them, or maybe they've, you know, since passed on and you don't have the opportunity to go and let them know you've forgiven them.
And we said this morning, and I tried to say that if you need to forgive someone, like, you may not need to go to them, but you may need to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
You may need to then destroy it
mm-hmm.
to say, I'm letting go of this.
Yeah.
There may be there's something that when you can connect the physical with the mental or the emotional,
mm-hmm.
that you can be able to deal with it a little bit more strongly and, you know, help bring resolution to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there any challenges that you want to leave listeners with this week?
I would say that just that we're all on a journey. I think we shouldn't be too hard on ourselves, but we should always make sure that we're keeping a clear pathway and a clear conscience. I just think that is probably one of the greatest gifts that we have to mental health and spiritual health. And so when there's something, I would say deal with those right away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them build and don't let them go beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that sense, you can keep on top.
Boy, and I'll tell you what, that thought right there, don't let it build. Just act immediately. It seems to be so much heavier and so much harder when you try to kind of turn that wheel in your mind and go back to it long after the fact. So I feel like there could probably be an entire episode just on that discussion. at some point. But anyway, so there you have it. Liberally forgive.
Both yourself and others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And be at peace with yourself, with others, and with God this week. So thanks for joining us today on CWC Dive Deep, and I hope you were challenged and encouraged to grow in your faith. Join us next Monday as we continue to discuss Growing 101. And to get the most out of this series, be sure to check out the resources on cwc.life to access sermon notes, weekly study material, and more great messages to dive deep into. Thanks, and have a great week.